Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. We're in the Hall of Honor tonight at the greatest and loudest venue on planet Earth. That is GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, Hall of Honor. This score just in. Chiefs 16, Broncos 14. You Chiefs Kingdom, you Chiefs Kingdom are 9-0. That is huge. The third time in our franchise history that we started 9-0, but there is more to this story than that. And we have got a spectacular night planned for our special guests here tonight, courtesy of Hy-Vee, because we have winners here tonight in the Hall of Honor for a special show. You registered and your name was drawn at our Hy-Vees throughout the Kansas City metro area. You're here tonight as our special guest. And it's not only just a night, it's a night with Travis Kelce, the best tight end. The best tight end ever to roam the National Football League, and the numbers bring it out. In fact, yesterday on a 4th-and-2, we go for it and we get a touchdown. Kansas City, and it's Travis Kelce to do it for the 76th time. That tied the all-time record of Tony Gonzalez in our franchise's history. So it was a special day there. Also special because the Chiefs, not only starting 9-0, They have 8 consecutive victories in this streak where they trailed in the second half and won. That is huge. Why is it huger than huge? It's an all-time National Football League record. And this league started in 1921. That's what we're experiencing right now in the Chiefs Kingdom, and you get a special night tonight. Something else to throw out there. We're going to hear from Coach in just a few minutes. Andy Reid is now 54-15 against the AFC West since he became our head coach to start the 2013 season. He is the only head coach. That for a head coach is the highest winning percentage of any head coach against any division since the AFL-NFL merger, which was in 1970. That gives you a perspective of what you're living tonight in the Chiefs Kingdom. That is huge. But when you beat the Broncos, and you do it by a, what I'm calling now, not a walk-off, but a block-off. And when Leo Chenal is able, it's 1% chance to block a field goal. It's 1% chance of 1% to block a field goal to win a game. When you do that, you're able to put the hammer down. And it was Leo Chenal and that group believing they could pull it out and get it done when it was one half of 1% chance to win it. And Leo, after the game when we were interviewing him, just laid it all out saying, you know what, we think we could just like blow over this dude and block this field goal because of what they noticed. But it's a unique group of guys. But you're sitting here tonight for the folks that are here that won the contest with Hy-Vee and all of you out there listening tonight on the largest network in the National Football League. Just think about what you're experiencing right now because it is, in many cases, something that's never been done, or a player with you tonight that is so unique, he has just shattered almost every tight end record, is now blown past that to be considered with pass catchers, with wide receivers, because he's second to Jerry Rice in playoff history with touchdown catches. So it's just amazing what we've got going on here tonight. It is also Veterans Day, November the 11th, Veterans Day. And I don't know if you remember, in 2018, on the actual 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, which started Armistice Day because it was the 11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th day, hence November 11th. That's why it's Veterans Day / Armistice Day. We played the Arizona Cardinals in this awesome stadium on the 100th year anniversary of the ending of World War I. We also have the National World War I Museum here in our great city. It's amazing. If you've never been there, it's a must-see-do experience. But on that day, at 11 o'clock, while the players were warming up, we rang 21 bells in this stadium, like they did at the end of World War I all throughout Europe. And one by one, the players stopped and just stood there in reverence for about 2 minutes. It gives me chills to even talk about it. But why do I tell you that tonight? Because that's the way the Kansas City Chiefs are in our reverence to those who have served, who are serving, and who will serve. And yesterday, we gave special attention to the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Semper Fi. And we have some special guests here tonight representing the Corps. And that is Doc Putzka, Trent Mayers, Patrick Chun, Cole Graff, Lou Burnaby, Jen Baxter, and Brian Reza. Give them a hand tonight. We got Marines here. And a standing ovation for them, for sure. We appreciate you all. Again, an incredible time that we're living, a piece of history, and a great evening to celebrate that and to get ready to go beat the Bills' butts because we're going in there again to take them on with our 9-0 record, and they're 8-2, and they don't like us. We went in there last year for the playoffs and beat them, but we're going back there again. with an intent to break our record. If we go 10-0, it's never been done in our history. That's what's on the line for this evening for all of you. And in just a few minutes, Travis Kelce will be here to spend an evening with you and be with me on the program. I do want to remind everybody to score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score based on the amount you spend. Now, everything counts. Even if the Chiefs score 16 points, you'll save 16 cents a gallon with any $16 purchase. But as you celebrate that, just know that you had one half of 1% to win the game with a block off by Leo Chenal. The more we score, the more you save with Hy-Vee. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. We are awaiting the arrival of one number 87, Travis Kelce, but we're also going to hear from Coach Reed tonight. And we'll hear and check in with Coach after we come back on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
2x2 with eligible receivers. P. Ryan shades to the right, far side of the field of Mahomes. Barks had a call. Now they motion to set up three eligible to the right. They throw right, caught, touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce just pivots inside and now ties Tony Gonzalez with 76 receiving touchdowns. The best in Kansas City Chiefs history. And the Chiefs on 4th-and-2 gamble and roll a 7. Or is it 87?
Welcome back to this special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. We're in the Hall of Honor. And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk with Travis Kelce, a special edition with Kelce, the best tight end to ever play in this game. And it's always fun when we have Kelce, but it's always fun when we have the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history and the fourth winningest coach in NFL history and the best division record of any coach in any division since the merger. And it's Andy Reid. First of all, congratulations on that win yesterday. Now, you've coached for 4 decades. Where does that one go in your file and being a 26-year head coach in this NFL?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, spectacular. You have to enjoy that moment. I mean, everything in between, we were fighting for, I guess, a good football team. But that moment right there at home with our fans who stuck around, I got to give them credit for that, stuck around. And then to have that finish was something. To watch the excitement by our players and coaches and the fans, that's what this thing's all about. And they kind of hung with us through the ups and downs of the game. And we were able to pull it out right there at the end with a great special teams play. I mean, Tobe spent so much time on that, those players, and people don't realize it. Justin Reed's out there, and his get-off is unbelievable. Best in the league on these things, on these field goals. And then those inside three, along with Nadi giving a little spoof there, falling on the ground, and then the next three busted through. I mean, they were able to wedge it and find a gap and take advantage of it.
My next question, though, deals with the mental strength. We think of physical strength and obviously required to play in this league. The mental strength and the maturity to think if there's a 1% chance, which a block field goal, I guess, is, or maybe a 1% chance to win that game, they're thinking, we're going to win this game this way. And I'm going to back it up to the 22 class, which is just so remarkably mature to me in at a young age, that three of those guys were smothering that A and B gap to get that block. But just to be strong mentally, to think we're going to make this play.
Yeah, that's what this team has been. You were there during training camp, so you know. I mean, that was the one thing that kind of jumped out at me, was their toughness that way. I'm not saying we're the most talented or anything in that area, but we're the guys have this toughness to them, and that's carried us through to this point. And but we've got to just build on that, and we've got to clean up a few things. But that mental toughness to last a game like we have in a lot of games here this season, and to be able to come back and win the game, is because of that foundation, that mental toughness foundation.
Offensively, and you'd given the warning that this is a really good Denver defensive team, and we've seen it the last couple of years. But to get the 3rd and 13 twice, you get a 33-yarder to Pirine and then come back to a 31-yarder to DeHop. Those are plays Denver hadn't given up all season long to that point. What were the keys on those plays and getting critical plays at the critical time?
Yeah, we knew coming in that they were really good on third down, especially third. Matter of fact, their head coach said it would be determined by how game would be determined by what team does better on third down. So we were able to get a couple big ones there, which helped us, helped field position for sure. And I tell you, Matt Nagy does a great job with all that. It's been the whole year. I mean, the third downs have been very good. We were off a little bit yesterday, but we had some big ones against a really good third down team. So, we've got to keep improving in areas. That's the one thing we can learn and take from this game is there's some areas here that we can clean up and get better at. And we're still early in the season. I mean, we're right at that kind of halfway point. So, we've got all this space here to grow, and we need to keep doing that.
How quickly Pirine, though, he makes a play where he stays in Pat's vision on a scramble play, and then DeHop, your ability to hit hots yesterday, how big was that when they're a great blitzing team too, but you were able to get the hot read and get the first down or a big play?
Yeah. Kareem had one that was big. DeHop had one that you're talking about that was big. Pirine. So, I mean, the guy's Pat's vision on it, and nobody does it better against a blitz than Pat does. They got us on a couple, but we got them in return on a couple. So it was, and then defensively, we got them on a couple too, big ones. Spags had a nice setup there. And, the fact that they didn't score in the second half was a big thing for us. So, to hit the hots was that we had some good ones there.
I'm going to ask you about Spags and that second half in a second, but I'm going to go to the 4th and 2. Your decision, let's rock, let's go for it, and then that play and the execution.
Yeah, we had a couple of 4th downs we did. The one down there in the red zone, the goal line area, I felt like we needed a score. We didn't need a field goal. We needed to score a touchdown, and we had some good stuff in the plan that we could draw from. The cabinet wasn't bare. We still had a bunch of good plays in there that we could dial up, and so felt very comfortable doing that.
Now I want to ask you about the defense. They had 2 straight scoring drives in the first half. People talk about adjustments. How much of this is the volume of the defense Spags has and then being able to tweak it? And then the second half was completely different. You'd shut them out.
Yeah, his flexibility within the defensive scheme is great. The execution of that is great. So we've got guys that understand the defense, and it's complicated. It's a complicated defense, but they understand it. They're able to make the adjustments Spags wants to make. His coaches are flexible with it, and they can help out in that area and understand what Spags is thinking about as they go forward. So that's that's a real plus. And I've seen that on both sides of the ball. I saw it yesterday with Tobe on special teams. Just to be able to make adjustments in the game is not an easy thing. I mean, the one of the reasons that we went for it down in the red zone was because David Girardi, and his red zone thoughts, he studies that like crazy. And so there was a confidence there to just knock it out. And then I know Spags relies, like Nagy does, that Spags relies on his assistants too at times. Like, what do you think? Are we good here? And they're able to give him a real answer, or he'll ask a player during a timeout, hey, what do you think right here? And then, he can get a real answer and a confident answer. So it's a tribute to the guys for that.
Final question. We're going to let you go. Big week this week with the Bills, but we got Kels coming in here. It's a special show. We get a few minutes with him. I just, to be around this guy, I mean, a unicorn of a player, but your thoughts on Kels as we let you go into the night.
Yeah, he is a unicorn. That's a unique, unique term for him. But he, look, nobody's more into the team than he is. Nobody wants to for his teammates to have a great game than he does. He supports the guys like crazy. You know, he could ask for the ball every play. He doesn't go in that direction. He just wants to play. He doesn't care. He just wants to be in the game and play. And besides the offensive line and Pat, his percentage of play time is more than anybody. And the guy's, he's a dinosaur in this business right now. So he's 13 years or whatever he is into this thing and doesn't want to miss a rep in practice, doesn't want to miss a rep in a game and goes 100 miles an hour, you know, my hat goes off to him. I mean, I love the kid and what he's all about.
You'll even have him do wham blocking in 9-on-7. I'm going, whoa, but he jumps right in there.
He does it all. And if he doesn't, I just tell his brother, and then his brother makes him do it.
Well, thanks for being with us tonight. Congratulations on the win. We're on to Buffalo, and try to keep cooking here.
All right. I had all those redheads out there.
They're here, and they're crazier than ever. Head coach Andy Reid, stay tuned. Travis Kelce is next on this special Chiefs Kingdom show. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Chiefs now have goal to go. First down and goal to go at the 1 with 6:17 to go in the game, and the Chiefs trailing 20-10. Mahomes up on the football, offset eye, the sausage, in at fullback. They move to the right side, they throw, back in the end zone, touchdown! Kansas City, Travis Kelce, 8.5 yards deep in the end zone on a bootleg, touchdown pass. Chiefs have life, 6:13 to go in the game, the Chiefs within 4. One of the great catches of Travis Kelce, we're featuring him tonight on this special evening in the Hall of Honor at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. We love this hall because it honors the players of our past in our Ring of Honor. And you know someday he'll not only be in this Ring of Honor, he will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Travis Kelce with us tonight. We got some folks still getting their picture taken with Kels, and we'll have him on here on the air in just a minute. But it's a special night. Again, give a roar to the folks at Hy-Vee for making this possible for all of you registering at their locations throughout the metro area. Again, a night to think about just the life we're living in the Chiefs' kingdom. The fact that we've won 9 consecutive games to start this year. Even more than that, wrapped around, we have not lost a game since Christmas Day of a year ago. And one of the longest winning streaks in the National Football League in history. And then you look at 8 consecutive games, trailing in the second half and winning every one of those games. It's never happened in the history of the NFL. And to do it in ways with the offense, defense, and special teams. We've seen the offense had a walk-off game on Monday Night Football. We talked about that last Tuesday on our show, to get the ball and never give it back to Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. The offense did it. The defense has had some walk-off games, including the win over Baltimore here by a toenail in Week 1 in the game where we dropped the banner for our 3rd Super Bowl championship. This is a unique team. You just heard from Andy Reid. Andy Reid will also be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame someday. And I mentioned, he is 4th all-time in NFL history in overall wins. And he's closing in on Belichick in postseason wins. Andy's 2nd by just 5 games. So Andy Reid is chiseling his face on the Mount Rushmore of National Football League coaches of all time. So again, we're going to be joined by Kels here in just a little bit. I do want to mention tonight, people are getting a chance to sample the Justin Reid All-Pro Sandwich. Terry is here tonight from Zarda Barbecue. And Terry, I don't know if you heard it when Justin Reid was on the show a couple weeks ago and he read the ad way better than I've ever read it. He was like, because he's going to be president someday and governor of Missouri, Kansas, and Louisiana all at the same time. But anyway, barbecue and football, name a better duo. The KC Takeaway Sandwich is back with a little more Louisiana spin. Justin Reed has teamed up with Hy-Vee and Zarda to turn up the heat and make this a little more Louisiana with some Creole seasoning. Thin sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burnt ends, and pepper jack cheese and Creole seasoning. The best part is a portion of the proceeds from every Justin Reed takeaway sandwich will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kansas City. Takeaways will be a giant part of this game against Buffalo. It will be huge because the Bills are plus 13 in the giveaway takeaway, by far the best in the National Football League. They have 19 takeaways and only 6 giveaways. So we got our work cut out for us, but let's go. And we'll go on to Buffalo. And when we go there, we will go with the best tight end to ever play in the National Football League. When we come back, I'll be joined by the one and only Travis Kelce after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking. Right side he wants. And a comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown! Kansas City! One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League.
Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push-fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Welcome back to the Hall of Honor, GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Yes, that was the 13-second game against the Buffalo Bills, and that's where we're going this week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you show your appreciation? And all of you out there listening, honk your horn. I don't know. Bark. Have your dog bark. But we need to show our appreciation for the greatest tight end to ever play in the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, Travis Kelce.
Stop it. Stop. I can hear the dogs barking right now. I can hear them. I can hear the horns going. Chiefs Kingdom's the best. Appreciate you guys coming out tonight.
Oh, man. No, you're the best. Now, you want to feel like you want to go to the cold tub right away?
I'm not a big cold tub guy. I just kind of just gear it up and
you might be after I say this for you.
What do you got for me?
Travis Kelce, and I call him the war horse, right? I said, dude, you're a war horse. You have played since you became a Kansas City Chief, counting the one snap you played in 2013.
Yeah, the block field goal, ironically.
It was a block
field goal. I was on the bad side of that block field goal, though. Now we're on the good side.
Well, you've been on the good side of 10,664 snaps.
Sheesh.
10,664 snaps.
And man, that's crazy to put it in that kind of perspective, man.
Well, you have been awesome. And then I was kidding Coach. We had him on where you were getting pictures. And you have him out there in 9-on-7 doing wham blocking.
Oh, yeah. It's like, come on now.
You don't skip any steps.
Oh, no. I need the work. I need the work. I still need the work, man. I've always had that mentality, and I think it's the leadership that Coach Reed actually he presents kind of this culture in the locker room. And it's been that way ever since 2013 when I got here, that we're going to go to work. And, you know, the vets when I first got here weren't too happy with that. And I've learned over the years that when you create that culture and you make it fun and you make it something that you can really enjoy doing, and you don't kind of sit there and harp on, you know, oh, this is a lot of work. This is, you can, you know, you start to look on the other side of things. The success that you can have with that kind of mentality and the fun you can have coming in the building every single day, knowing you're building that beast, man. Coach Reed has been unbelievable in terms of my success, but the culture that he has in place here in Kansas City is unbelievable, man.
We talk about physical toughness, but I ask Coach, and this leads us into Leo's block, right? The mental toughness this team has had ever since Coach drove in, and especially that's hit a crescendo here these last 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of spoke on the – I mean, you're talking about wham blocks and 9-on-7 and at St. Joe. I mean, it is – you have to be able to enjoy that part of it, you know. You got to be able to go to the – I joke around with you. You got to be able to go to the depths of hell to really enjoy these wins in the National Football League, especially late in December, January, and if you're lucky enough to get to February. And I think what Coach does in August, in – you know, in April and May, you know, I think what we're doing at those times of the year are just so important for times later on in the season or for times like last night or yesterday when, you know, you just got to dig deep and just have faith in the guys around you.
Leo said, we know we're going to block it. We're going to overrun the dude in the big gap and just smoke it. Like, we're going to get it. Where were you? What were you thinking?
I'm not going to lie, man. I might have been in the tank. I had just missed a touchdown catch from Pat, and two plays back to back, I put it on myself to you know, be able to make a guy miss on that third down that I caught right before the right in the end zone or right in the red zone, and then on top of that, the pass where it kind of went over my head, I didn't have my feet under me to go up and get it for Pat. So I was already killing myself and ready to work on my my game in hopes that, you know, looking forward to next week. And sure enough, I'm thankful that Leo and the guys were right there believing in it every step of the way, man.
So now it's a moment because Leo has waited. He has asked for you to sign a jersey, right?
That's so crazy, man.
So what happened here?
The irony of it is that Leo, I mean, I've been on – Leo Chanel's like bandwagon. I've been his fan ever since he got in the building. Really, I mean, you watch him at his Wisconsin days. He's just a football guy. He eats, breathes, and sleeps football, man. And I mean, you're so fortunate when you get somebody like that in the building because you know they're going to be the most accountable guy on the field, right? And Leo has been that every single day. Every single day, he's one of those grind-em-out kind of guys. Doesn't matter how he's feeling. He's going to put the helmet and pads on and go out there and give it his all and work on his craft. And I've noticed that ever since the first day he was here. And I think it was his rookie year he came up to me and mentioned that he would like a jersey. And it was pretty funny because I'm like, dude, yeah, no problem, man. Of course, you know, I've always been big on like trading jerseys with guys in the league that I respect or even the guys on the team that I respect. And sure enough, I forgot to give him that jersey his rookie year. Fast forward to last night. He makes one of the biggest plays in Chiefs like in season history against a division rival, and he feels like his worth has gotten to the point to re-ask me for that jersey, and it just shows the type of guy he is and how awesome of a teammate he is, and I would have never known by all those conversations from his rookie year to now that in the back of his mind he was like, you owe me a jersey.
He was waiting for the right time,
and he felt, and that was the right time because it was perfect. And now he has the 76 touchdown in the regular season, the game that I caught that 76 touchdown, and the game that he blocked the field goal. I made sure I put the date on it so he knew what game it was that the jersey came from. And you know, that's my guy. That's one of my teammates for life.
And it only took 2,300 snaps of your 10,000 to get the shirt, to get the jersey for Leo. Hey, you know how this works. You're a veteran.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
this works. I'm, you get 70. Oh, you want Thor's hammer. When you get 76 touchdowns and Ty Tegans, right, and you're here the next night after signing Leo Chenault or getting a jersey for Leo Chenault, you're able to put the hammer down. Baby, you got it. Let's go.
In respect for Leo, the Thor. He is Thor.
He is Thor. I remember his draft day when he was up on the stage. I go, what are you bringing to the Chiefs kingdom? He goes, violence and physicality.
Yes. You know, I want that guy.
The whole crowd went, yeah. Grantsburg, Wisconsin. Okay. I got to ask you about it. There's so many things we can go here tonight. But I've yet to see it. Full disclosure. Anybody here has seen Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity on Prime? Yeah. I have not. It feels like something I'm going to binge in the off season.
Oh, it's a fun watch for sure. And it's not just me. I'm just kind of the one with the mic in my hands for the majority of the show. We got an unbelievable list of celebrities, and the contestants on there are so much fun to be around. I actually had a young guy come up to me taking pictures talking about the true or false dance, and I don't know what it was that got me to do the true or false dance. I was just feeling it. I'm a big true or false guy. You get 50-50, baby. You know what I'm talking about? I'm a percentage guy.
Let me tell you where I think this came from, though. I'm going to ask you about it. Is your fascination with Drew Carey, who's also from Cleveland. Tell me, I haven't seen any of the episodes. Do you have the 2-foot-long mic he's used?
I don't. I don't have the Drew Carey, the Bob Barker, the Price is Right. No, I don't. They just mic'd me up. I got a mic pack on. Yeah, you don't even know I have a mic. That's hilarious.
You need to do an episode. I mean, ask him.
Price is Right?
Or get the 2-foot-long microphone.
Oh, yeah, just have it
out there. Nice. Once. One episode.
Just one. You're right. I got to do it.
Because he's a Cleveland guy.
He is a Cleveland guy. And I grew up watching the Drew Carey show, being from Cleveland, Ohio. And, man, it's cool to see things come full circle. I used to play sick as a kid. Don't do this, kids. But I used to cough a little bit every now and then and tell mom my tummy doesn't hurt. And sure enough, she would make chicken noodle soup. And crackers, and I would watch the 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, Price is Right and Family Feud. That's life, ladies and gentlemen.
That is life,
especially at 10 years old.
Oh yeah, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? The car collection. Where are we at with that? Because
it's still growing. It's still growing. Okay. I got my eyes set on a few old schools. I haven't really gotten into it a lot in the past couple of years, but I still got the 70 Chevelle. It was one of my dad's favorite cars as a kid growing up. And I guess I can't say kid. He was 21 when it came out. But it was growing up. When I was growing up, he would always point out the 70 Chevelles. And So I got that one in hopes that he would want to drive it, and then I put too much horsepower in, and he's like, no, I'm all right. I'm good on that thing. I'd rather, if I want to ride a roller coaster, I'll go to Worlds of Fun, man.
How much horsepower is in it?
I think I'm right around 500, 600 horsepower. That thing flies around. It's a heavy car. You realize when you get in one of those old school vehicles how heavy of a car it is and just how like real it feels. That thing flies around. It's fun.
You got a parachute on the back of it?
No, I just got real good brakes.
I was going to say, you better check
the
brakes.
Real good brakes, yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of like Will Ferrell in Old School, the Red Dragon, right?
My first ever car was a purple minivan, the Dodge Caravan. It was a hand-me-down from Mama Kels. Shout out to Mama Kels. She was making me chicken noodle soup on days I wasn't sick and handing me minivans that I totaled. I end up reversing it into a city truck, and so the hatchback or like the back trunk that lifts up, I had to get a completely new trunk, like a door. So the door wasn't the same color as the purple. So I was riding around in a purple minivan with a silver trunk door. And all my friends called it the Purple Dragon.
Did you drive it to high school?
You could see that thing from like 4 miles away. It was like, oh, there goes Kels riding around. You know, that thing stuck out like a sore thumb on the streets.
So did you use gray tape to like keep it down until you got it painted?
Oh, no. It worked perfect.
Oh,
it was just a brand new door.
Okay. The podcast. It's amazing, right? It's worth like the gross national product of like South American countries now. Everybody has these focus groups, Kels, to like, what are we going to do to make our podcast good? It feels like you and Jason just open the mics and let her rip.
You know what? We've been so fortunate, and I think it was the wave of that 2022 season where the Eagles and the Chiefs were, you know, number one and number two in the league, and then we meet up at the Super Bowl, and it was such an amazing time for my family and to be able to showcase that while we were doing the podcast. I feel like everybody who had siblings or was in a family with two brothers in it, they could relate to that a lot. And I've been so fortunate that that Jason's been, you know, so fun to work with. It was just something that, you know, neither one of us saw it getting to this point. We just wanted to have a couple hours to showcase our brotherhood and who we were as a family. And sure enough, just give our insights on what's going on in the NFL and maybe some movie reviews on movies that we've never seen before.
It is the most popular podcast, right, in the world. It's awesome. But do you have a producer who goes, hey, we're going to talk about this and this? I can see you guys going, no, we're not going to do that.
I mean, yeah, I fully trust the team that we got there. I'm a big team guy. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to make sure that everybody feels a part of it. I think there are those moments where it's like, I want to stay away from this topic or stay away from that topic. And, you know, that just comes with being communicative and talking to the producers and the people that are, like, really helping create this show. And what it is. And I've been so fortunate that Wave Production, now Wondery Plus, has got us on board. And it's been amazing working with everybody over there. And me and my brother just have so much fun doing it, man.
Your love for family comes oozing out of it. But also see, because your love for our teammates, us, you make all of us better. But how much of that is based on what you've lived and what you've gone through within your family?
Man, my mother and my father gave me a beautiful upbringing. I mean, they really gave everything that they had to give us, you know, just joy and happiness and comfort and safety. And I'm so appreciative of that, of being accountable for the people that you love. And every sports team I've ever been on, I've latched on to a friend or two, and I call them family. And I actually just had a bunch of guys that I played Little League soccer with when I was like 7 years old come to the game this weekend with their kids who are now, you know, that age. And it's such a beautiful thing to be a part of it with somebody else. And I'm a huge family guy. I mentioned I'm a huge team guy, and I just love I love creating an environment that's fun. The day to day that's fun, but honestly, it's about winning in this organization. It's about winning in this world, and I love like building that beast of being competitive and going out there and winning for the person next to you.
Speaking of that, what you've done with 87 and running, is off the chain. How much victory have you seen? You started the Ignition Lab,
yeah,
which was awesome. I know that was, I remember at your fundraiser, mm-hmm. and you talk about getting that started. Now all of a sudden it's blossomed. What about 87 and running and the lives you've seen change and enhanced?
It's crazy. I don't know if any of you guys have been over at Operation Breakthrough. It is one of the coolest places that I've ever seen or been a part of. They literally have kids from preschool all the way to eighth grade, or when I first got there, from preschool all the way to eighth grade, and they're making sure these kids have meals, safe haven, they get their education, they have good guidance and mentors. The first time I ever went to Operation Breakthrough, it was for Dr. Seuss's birthday. And I was reading to the kids. I read Cat in the Hat to the kids. And when I tell you, I hadn't read a Dr. Seuss book in forever. The Nubilis and Dubilis and Dubilidubis and Abadubilis. And I was over there trying to read these things just like these preschoolers were. It was a rough go. But it was beautiful to see what that organization was doing for those kids. And it was a little unsettling at the end when I found out that the program stopped at eighth grade. I think my high school years were such a big part of my development and who I am as a person and who my friends were and the direction that I went in life. And I was so fortunate that I had the people around me and the environment around me to make sure that I was doing the right things to get into college, to go somewhere else after high school. And, from that point on, I just remained really good friends and really good partners with Operation Breakthrough. My foundation, 87 and Running, bought an Ignition Lab, but even before that, helped out with the STEM labs that they already were having set in place across the street. And it's just been a beautiful thing because a lot of those kids that I was reading to in preschool are now in the Ignition Lab, and they're doing great things with their lives. And it's just cool to see it all manifest and all come to life, man.
That's amazing. And now they're building careers.
Yeah. They're building cars. How about that? They got a 70, I think it's a 71 Chevelle. Mary is going to kill me over there. I get this wrong. I think it's a 69 Chevelle that they converted from, they took the frame on it and put a Tesla engine in it. So now it's electric. And kids are doing this. I didn't even know what a mechanic shop looked like when I was in high school, let alone what they were doing in it. And these kids, they have a lot of stuff at their, in their reach, and that's the beauty of it, is that we're giving these kids an opportunity to learn something new, gravitate towards something, find something that they love, in the STEM world, the science, technology, engineering, math world that they can latch onto and take, and hopefully make a career out of it if they want to.
What would they think if you pulled up with the Purple Dragon?
They'd probably think I'd need to turn that thing into an electric car the way it's running. Yeah,
they'd be going, we could put a Tesla engine in.
That's exactly. That's
And we're going to wrap things up with this so you can get into the night. But it's not going to happen, is it?
What are you talking about?
My two granddaughters ask me all the time, has Travis introduced you yet to Taylor? And I tell them, no, he's not going to let crazy Uncle Mitch. So
we'll find a way. You already know I rave about you every single time. Whenever we make big plays, and I always hear the radio call come across my timeline, I make sure she listens in, because you always fire everybody up, baby. You're the voice of the Chiefs for a reason, man. The best to ever do it.
But I see people here that we've shared this with. To share it with you is one of the greatest blessings of my life. It has been so awesome to see what we're doing, and we're not done. We're going after it, and we're going to Buffalo.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It'll be a big challenge for us this week, man. And it's fun to be a part of this team. I know I'm already getting fired up for what Coach Reed's message is going to be tomorrow, knowing that we kind of, I don't want to say snuck out of there, because there was an unbelievable play by Leo and the defense to hold him to the field goal and then block the field goal. And I think Coach Reed's going to have a great message for us to keep us motivated and keep us getting better, man.
He's fascinating. He's amazing. He's blessed all of our lives. And you've just had a glimpse in the last 25 minutes of why he's one of a kind. We're going to let him go into the night, but we'll do so with all of our cheers in his heart. Travis Kelce, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us.
Chiefs Kingdom, we love you guys. Appreciate all your support always, baby.
Blessings, brother. Love you.
Love you, man.
Travis Kelce, we are going to wrap things up after this on an unforgettable night. What a night. We'll be back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mahomes spread set 2x2 with Pacheco in the backfield. Mahomes in the pocket, floats a pass near side. Kelce over the shoulder. He's got the catch. He's got the touchdown. Kansas City, a beautifully thrown ball as Mahomes to Kelce, 18 yards officially, and the 14th time that Patrick Mahomes has found Travis Kelce for a postseason touchdown, second in National Football League history.
Just remarkable. That was a Super Bowl catch, one of our three Super Bowl championships. And again, I hope everybody is soaking in this night. Those of you who are able to be here as guests of Hy-Vee, and those from Roxanne Marotti's here, Senior Vice President at the top of the chart, J.R. Ammons is here, Dan Israel's here, our executive producer. I just sat here during the break and was contemplating the moment. And how remarkable is that guy? He's larger than life. I mean, we've never had a player who is, the best guest host SNL's ever had. His now game show career, the best podcast that's ever been, and dating the most popular performer maybe in world history. And yet he sits here like he's just a dude, and that's the way he is. No one works harder than Travis Kelce. No one has a bigger heart than Travis Kelce. What he has done with Operation Breakthrough, and it's cool, and I wanted to get all of it out of him, and you heard it tonight. You heard all of that come out tonight. His passion, his love for his teammates, what he has done for others is truly remarkable, and it's sure it's records, and he will go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame on a first ballot as the best tight end to ever play in this game. I'll argue anybody till I'm blue in the face. But just to experience what you got to experience with me tonight, and all of you out there listening on the largest network in the league, I hope you enjoyed it. Because there's just nobody like Travis Kelce, and he's ours. And he's been ours for his entire career. I hope you enjoyed the evening. Next Monday night, we're going back to our Hy-Vees. We're going to be in Mission. Stay tuned for our special guest. Thanks to everybody for making this happen tonight and for being here. On to Buffalo. Let's go. And go 10-0 for the first time in our franchise history on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. We'll be right back.